First up, today many Muslim Australians started celebrating Ramadan, the holiest month of the Islamic calendar. It's observed as a month of fasting, reflection, and community. In Australia, 3.2% of the population practice Islam as a religion, and events across the country are prepared to celebrate. So, how is the community reflecting about Ramadan this year, particularly young Muslim Australians? The Wise Dia Prachnandare asked Head of Faith and Community at the Islamic College of Brisbane, Imam Riyazidat, what's Ramadan overall?
Muslims observe fasting from before sunrise up to sunset every day for a full month. Ramadan is a month of reflection. It is a month of connecting oneself with God and to be able to realign a person's purpose in life and their focus on humanity and trying to understand and be sympathetic and to mankind.
So what is Ramadan like, particularly for the young Muslim Australians?
For young Muslim Australians, Ramadan is a special month wherein the young Muslim Australians have that opportunity to connect with families, connect with the Muslim community by coming close together to the mosques and pray together and break fast together and have iftar meals together. We're out of the month of Ramadan because of people's work schedules and things like that. It becomes very difficult to do. And more important, that it's the young Australian Muslims' ability to strengthen their spirituality as well, to express their religion as well in different ways and forms and with ease as well.
So as Ramadan is celebrated in many countries, is there any difference between celebrating it in Australia and another area, do you think?
So when it comes to the practice of fasting and the rituals that take place around Ramadan, there's no difference whether it be here or anywhere else. It's just that in Ramadan itself, the key difference might be you have maybe certain cultural rituals that they would normally do in Ramadan, which most of the time does not affect religion. So they would do it maybe in India or Indonesia or something. Whereas here in Australia, it's a bit more diverse because of the diversity of Muslims around.
So what are your reflections of Ramadan this year after what happened in Bondi?
Look, firstly, we obviously do not, we feel that what happened in Bondi was a tragic loss. And we obviously do not like what had happened. And we wish that there was peace in the world. But more than that, I think from a Muslim's perspective, I think we want to see an end to all fighting in the world. We want Ramadan to be a month where we can have peace with one another, peace with our neighbors, peace with our friends, peace with the wider community. Ramadan is actually a month where we as Muslims look forward to having a month of peace. One of the teachings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is that in the month of Ramadan, if somebody comes and argues with you or fights with you, you just walk away, you show restraint and you tell them, look, I'm fasting. I don't have time to have arguments and fights with anyone. And the reason for that is be able to train ourselves to be able to interact with people in a more peaceful manner. So for Ramadan, what we would want from this, after what happened in Bondi, would be that, you know, if communities can come together, different faith-based communities can come together with peace, with dialogue, instead of highlighting hate and bringing about diversion and division in the community, rather to accept diversity and to be able to bring people together with hope. And that's what we all want for Australia going forward.
And then what do you hope for during this Ramadan for the society?
What we would love is for people to understand the differences that we have are not major differences. We have more things in common with every person. And as Muslims, we want people to understand that, look, we have certain ways of praying, certain ways of observing our religion, but in no way does any way or form that the manner we pray or the manner in which we do actions within our religion will cause any harm to anybody.
Imam Riyazadat from the Islamic College of Brisbane, speaking with the Wire's Dia Prachnandari.